Ryan Nicewender grew up in an athletic family, but for a long time it looked like his chance to compete in sports would not materialize. The Lebanon, PA native was born with a disability with a name that's, well, frankly, too hard for me to pronounce. But essentially, his lower spine doesn't send motor signals to his quadriceps, so he's bound to a wheelchair. But Ryan has blossomed to make the USA Men's Paralympic basketball team. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web anytime for all the information you need to give and support the show with a credit card gift to WWIB.com. Ryan's life did a 180 when he was playing college basketball for the Big Ten's Illinois Illini. Yeah, they have a NCAA-sanctioned men's wheelchair program down there. That life transformation happened when Ryan accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. We talked about that a little bit last time on S&C, and he's back with me one final day on the program today. So tell me your story a little bit that way. Go a little deeper, will you, Ryan, today? I understand you were raised in a home where, you know, you had some Christian roots, but basketball got in the way, I guess, of your relationship with Jesus for a while, huh?
Yeah, one of the things that I saw for a long time was that I could control what I did on the court. I had control of that. You know, I made those decisions, and I didn't feel like I needed anything else in my life because everything was going great, and I was making national teams and getting recruited to the school of my dreams and starting. But when that comes crashing down, you kind of have a moment where you say, there's got to be something more to life than sports, because I don't want to ride this, like, roller coaster of emotions my entire life where I'm listening to what other people say about me and how I perform and those things. And so it did bring a hindrance at the beginning. But Justin Neely, an area representative at the University of Illinois, he showed me, like, how sports and faith can go together, that you can be the first one in, the last one out, the hardest working, and that can be glorifying to God, and how to be gracious and tenacious at the same time on the court. And so through that and pairing those two together and seeing it with a new light and a new framework, I really think God used Justin to open my eyes to what he really, truly wanted for my life. Mm,
yes, and you and your wife, Lauren, now serving the Lord through FCA yourselves and reaching out with the gospel of Christ. So your USA men's Paralympic team will not compete, of course, this year because of COVID. It's going to be pushed back to 2021. Tell me a little bit about your Team USA.
Our team is made up of, I would say, the best players in the world. We in 2016, we won gold in Rio, and we have lost one game since to Great Britain, but we in that process, we were the favorites to win gold. It's fun. We kind of play like the Golden State Warriors. We're not super big, but we're really fast, and we can shoot the ball really, really well. And our team chemistry is the biggest X factor. One of my teammates said this, and I thought it was so good. He said, the difference between 2016 and moving forward compared to all the other years that he's been playing is that everybody was for each other. No matter if they were getting the most playing time or not, we wanted the best five guys on the floor, and we were going to root them on to win. And we were going to win at any cost. And so I just think that, unfortunately, we weren't able to see what that looked like in 2020, but I'm excited for our team as we move forward and continue the pursuit of gold.
Mm-hmm. One would think, Ryan, that you know, team chemistry and camaraderie would be sort of automatic for a wheelchair team because, I mean, you've all had to overcome a disability and battle through that, huh?
Yeah, everybody has a different story, and I think you find that out in life, is that the stories in life, they shape who you are, and it does draw us closer together in one realm, but in another, you really have to listen. We're learning in this season of life in our world that we need to stop assuming things and start listening to the stories to get to know the people more. And I think that's on any team. And so disability definitely is a commonality that we have, but how the disability came about, how we grew up, our childhood, what are the challenges that we faced, definitely continue to open my eyes to just everything that the world has to throw at us. And I think as we listen more, our team comes closer together and we become one. And that's the beautiful thing about sports, is they reflect a lot of what life needs to look like, and the teams that are able to do that most successfully are the most accomplished teams normally at the end of the day.
Yeah. You told me that there is professional wheelchair basketball, not in this country, but in Europe. You played in Germany. What was that like for you?
The Europeans have really mastered what it looks like to have professional wheelchair basketball. And what I mean by that is they have the fortune of their countries aren't as big. So if there's a German league, it's kind of the size of Wisconsin or another state. And so they don't have to travel as far. That cuts down on cost a little bit. But the second thing that they have is I played for a club, HSV, and they're actually a sports club. So they have a soccer team in the Bundesliga. They have a stand-up basketball team. They have a wheelchair basketball team. And they're all one club. So rather than having your like Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Bulls, and they're all the separate entities. One specific city has a sports club, and they sponsor all the sports in that area. And that gives the ability, I think, to generate revenue from a bunch of different streams, and you're not just dependent on one sport to do that. So there's teams in Germany, Spain, Italy, France, Turkey, and it's really a European thing. In the United States, we have the NWBA, the National Wheelchair Basketball Association, which is an amazing sport that's made a huge impact in my life. But we have not found out what it looks like to pay wheelchair basketball athletes professionally yet in the United States.
Well, you, Ryan Nicewinder, have made an impact in my life during these days of conversation on sports and commentary. Thanks for sharing Jesus, making him number one in your life, and your marriage, and in your sport. 26-year-old Ryan Nicewinder of the USA men's Paralympic basketball team, waiting till 2021 to play with his team in the Summer Olympics. Thank you, Ryan. God bless you.
Yeah, you too. God bless you.